Hi, I'm Leah Lane, an award-winning travel writer and author of Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights from 100 Countries. On this podcast, we share conversations with travelers about fascinating destinations and memorable experiences around the world. On this podcast, we'll be talking to Valerie Benigno. She lives and works on the Left Bank of Paris. She studied law, speaks several languages, and works at my favorite little hotel in Paris, Saint-Paul-Rive-Gauche. The neighborhood is the Left Bank of the Seine River. And she's going to tell us all about the Left Bank. Bonjour, Valerie in Paris.
Bonjour, Leah.
So what would you like to tell us about the 5th and 6th arrondissements, which is the Left Bank, the heart of the Left Bank, and it's called the Latin Quarter.
Exactly. First of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my favorite area in Paris, where I live, where I work. And this is a really, really nice place of Paris. And I have to tell you something about Parisians. There are two types of people according to the bank they live on, you know, and I've been living and working on the Left Bank. And this is something we feel. And this is true. We Parisians are able to guess where someone lives according to the way they dress, the way they move, they speak. It's slightly different, but we are able to tell that.
How does a Left Bank Parisian dress differently than a Right Bank Parisian?
It's a bit different. I would say that people on the Right Bank dress more classic, and on the Left Bank, they are fashion or a bit, well, I have a French expression for that. They would say, olé, olé.
Olé, olé.
That's a bit, yes, that's a bit strange, but well, it's they dare to wear things that people on the Right Bank would never wear.
would we call that fashion forward here? Is that similar?
Probably, yes. That's the thing. Well, the Left Bank, well, all my life is here. And I'm really in love with the Left Bank, its monuments and everything. It represents Paris of artists and writers and painters. And you see Pablo Picasso and Arthur Rimbaud, Paul Verlaine, Henri Matisse, so many writers, so many Colette, you see Hemingway. They all were in the Left Bank. And when we say Rive Gauche, we think about those people. And someone said Paris started to think on the Left Bank. So the Latin Quarter, it includes the 5th and the 6th arrondissement, which are the districts, actually. And why Latin? Because Latin language was spoken around in the university at La Sorbonne during the Middle Ages. So this is why we call it Latin Quarter.
I have a little memory because I walked around there and I noticed there's a statue of the philosopher Montaigne. Is it Montaigne? Am I saying
yes? Montaigne, yes. Exactly.
Yes, and it's facing the Sorbonne, and his toe was all shiny, and everybody was touching his toe. So I touched his toe, and then a student came by and said, "Well, I hope you do well on the test," because they would touch the toe every time they take a test. Does that still happen?
Exactly. Yes. Still, it's very nice. It reminds me something in Prague as well. There is a statue there everybody touch on the Pont Saint-Charles. Well, we have ours in Paris. So what else? There are so many schools there. So this is why you see the Henri IV, we call it H4, very famous school in Paris. I attended a concert inside that school. It's fantastic. And it's next to the Pantheon. And so in the 5th, the Pantheon is there. The city hall of the 5th arrondissement is in front of the Pantheon. And that's my favorite, one of my favorite places, really. The square is fantastic. And there is also the church, Saint-Étienne-du-Mont.
It's a beautiful square. I've sat there many times and I've gone into the Pantheon. I know it's the mausoleum of the great French. Is it Parisians only or all the French greats?
French.
All
people.
French. There's Voltaire, yes. Rousseau, Victor Hugo, and Marie Curie, the first woman, was recently put in there. I know that. I'm very pleased about that.
Exactly. The 5th arrondissement is very nice. Pantheon is the highest point of the district. It's located on the hill Not very high, not as high as the Basilique and Montmartre, but it's very high. I like the square, and the name of the place is Montagne Sainte-Geneviève, Geneviève being the patron saint of Paris. And Montagne Sainte-Geneviève is a nice place as well. There is Rue Montagne Sainte-Geneviève, and behind the Pantheon, Rue Mouffetard as well, with all the restaurants and tiny cafes.
Oh, it's just quintessential Paris. It's so wonderful to sit there and watch the people go by and just enjoy yourself. You get a cup of coffee and you can sit for hours. I think that's a tradition that everybody loves. It's just the idea of watching people and sitting and talking. It's beautiful.
Exactly. The show is outside. You just sit and watch people walking, how they dress, how they behave. That's our show. So, and about Saint Geneviève, you know that it's the Saint Patron of Paris, I told you. There is a statue on Pont de la Tournelle in front of the famous restaurant La Tour d'Argent, which is internationally known. And that statue, I like it. Every time I go on Pont de la Tournelle, I watch the statue. And unfortunately and sadly, the statue is oriented towards the river. So
it
you
looks,
just
looks
see
the
back.
Other way. Yes, you just see the
other
back
way.
From the...
Yes, lots of people don't pay attention to the statue because she doesn't look like very, very appealing. You just see a flat part of the statue. And what else? Behind the Pantheon also, I told you, the Saint-Étienne-du-Mont. And there is also Les Arènes de Nutès, very interesting. That's the ancient part of Paris, the Roman part with the old, how do you say, the theater and the...
Yes, where? The ancient Roman amphitheater.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I've walked among the remains there right by the Museum of Cluny, right? It's right amazing to walk in Paris and sit at a cafe and then get up and see ancient Roman ruins. Many people don't realize that the Romans were here first. It was a very important city for quite a while. Lutetia, I guess the name was. And
yes, Lutetia. Yes, and you will not believe that Parisians now play boule. How do you say?
Bowling?
Yeah, no, pétanque.
Oh, they pétanque, just, yes. That's like bocce. That's like bocce in Italy, right?
Yes.
Where you hit the things, yes.
Very strange to see that people inside the amphitheater playing, and I would say that the Romans must turn over in their grave, as we say in French.
Well, at least you're using the facility. The yes. Baths are just beautiful. There are also baths next to the Museum of Cluny, right? As well as, it's just really large. And when you walk by at first, you think, what is this? If you don't know that it was an ancient area. I love the museum, by the way, at Cluny. It's a medieval museum with stained glass and magnificent tapestries. And when you walk in there, you just get away from all the troubles. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I think it's a hidden gem of Paris.
Mm-hmm. And it has been recently renovated. 2 years ago, they changed the entrance and renovated the entire building. It's like a little castle. It's really nice, the Musée Cluny. And the sixth arrondissement, well, first of all, the Luxembourg Garden, because you can't miss that. They are huge and nice and charming. And the house is the Luxembourg Museum and the Senate as well.
Yes, and wasn't it the home of Marie de Medici, who was the widow of King Henry the Fourth, I think, fourth in
exactly.
The 1620s. And that's become the Congress House, hasn't it, or the Senate?
Senate.
Yes.
Yes.
And then in front of it, you have children playing with their boats and pony carts and chess being played by old people sitting happily in the sunshine. And It's just the most beautiful garden. I go there every day when I'm in Paris, and it's just a magnificent park. And to think that people are also in the Senate chamber, they're doing work. I've never seen anyone go in there and work. They're sitting outside in the sunshine, but it's a beautiful park.
I can tell you that many people work inside because we have lots of senators. How do you call them?
Senators.
Yes, at the hotel. And there is also a puppets theater. Did you mention that, the puppets?
Yes, the puppets are wonderful. I sat there myself watching them. There are kiosks, there's a cafe. And I was told that the museum there originally had many great works by, you know, Rembrandt and so forth. And they are now in the Louvre. They were moved. Mm-hmm. But
correct.
It's still a nice little museum with exhibits, you know, temporary, right?
And now there is Man Ray and La Mode at the moment. Mm-hmm. So that's very interesting. I haven't seen it yet, but I will go for sure. And did you know about the Statue de la Liberté? How do you call it?
The Statue of Liberty. That's,
yes, yes. There is a little one inside the Luxembourg Garden. Very surprising.
I never saw that. Where is it?
It's behind the playground for children. You see behind there. There is a nice place, very quiet, where people go and read. Very peaceful, very nice, very green. And you can see that statue.
Definitely have to come back and see the statue.
Yes.
So what else? What else do we have in this beautiful sixth?
Oh, I can't miss La Place Fürstenberg. That's a little square, my favorite one, very tiny, very quiet, where the Museum de la Croix is. And there is also inside the museum a little garden, a hidden garden. And that place is fantastic, really nice, really small. And I remember once I saw a violinist and she was there playing violin. And she said that she was there because of the acoustics, which is amazing.
Oh, I can just imagine. I can picture you sitting there and hearing the violin music in the beautiful garden, drinking a little champagne. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Talking about champagne, yes, in the Rue de Bussy. Do you know Rue de Bussy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's a very lively street next to Rue Jacob, behind Boulevard Saint-Germain, with lots of cafe, restaurant, and there is a nice restaurant named L'Atlas. You can have a drink there, and at night people come and play music. And there is also the Pâtisserie Carton, very famous. And by the way, talking about pâtisserie, the 6th arrondissement is full of nice pâtisserie, like Pierre Hermé, like Michalak. I don't know whether you know Michalak. Do you?
Is that where the macarons are sold? Because I certainly have eaten those.
Yes, he has macaron, but the macaron has more at La Durée. And there is also and even Gérard Mulot or Cyril Lignac, very famous chef and pâtissier. And Larnicole as well is famous. So you will find all those pâtisseries in the 6th. Oh, I like pâtisserie.
I can tell you like pâtisserie. I do too. We all do. But what else is there besides wonderful pâtisserie?
Oh, besides the wonderful pâtisserie, you can go to Les Deux Magots, Café de Flore, and Brasserie Leap. And the three of them are next to Place du Québec. Very few people know that place. That square, the name is Place du Québec, but mostly they call it Place Saint-Germain. And so you can imagine Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre and all those people, very famous writers going there. And Café de Flore, very nice as well. I remember someone who had a nice collections of ashtrays from Café de Flore because they have very nice white and green ashtrays. And that friend of mine used to, well, I shouldn't say that, but he used to take, every time he went, he took one and he has a nice collection at home of Café
Maybe
de Flore.
Maybe that's why they don't have ashtrays anymore at Café de Flore.
Probably, yes. And Brasserie Leap is famous for the choucroute, but also for cassoulet and many very good French specialities. François Mitterrand used to go to Brasserie Leap, and also Catherine Deneuve and Marcello Mastroianni.
Oh, my goodness.
You can hear my accent.
Oh, yes.
So that's a nice place. And then the church Saint-Germain, which gave the name to the area, which is the oldest church of Paris. It's from the 6th century.
Yes, and that's another surprise. Yes, I just have to say, I walked through it once, and I was absolutely surprised that it is the oldest, and it's right in the middle of all these wonderful places you're talking about. It was renovated, I know, and it's just the colors are beautiful. There are concerts there. In fact, there are so many concerts at night in many of these churches. That's one of the joys of this area, that music is all over. And I just love, you know, looking at the listings. You can find students who are playing, and it's many of them are free concerts, and it's this is one of the churches that offers that.
Mm-hmm. And the other church would be Saint-Sulpice, obviously, in the area. You can't miss Saint-Sulpice, which was recently, I mean, no, 10 years ago, was very famous for the Da Vinci Code, the movie and the book, obviously. That's a nice church with two asymmetric towers. Very nice with a nice square and the fountains where lots of movies, the shooting was there, and it was so nice. And what else? I would say...
Well, the cellars, you know, what's very interesting to me, and it's at the hotel, at your hotel, when you go down for breakfast, you're in a medieval, I assume it's medieval, cellar. And there, I know there's a story about how they were linked together so people could walk safely at night when it was dangerous and so forth in the medieval times. But I remember walking along some of these streets, and you look in a shop, it's a very fine shop, and you see in the back of it, it's a, you know, old ancient cellar, and even a parking lot sometimes will have part of it. It's just a wonderful layering in this area, and very special.
Everywhere. Can you imagine my beautician? She does treatment and massage in a cellar. I mean, in a vaulted cellar, something really charming and nice and relaxing. You can imagine what was the point of the cellar. I didn't know what they made inside, but well, it was something really strange.
Yes.
Maybe a prison or...
Yeah, I think it was just a time, I guess in those times earlier, it was just maybe more dangerous and dark, and it was a way to be safe. Whatever it is right now, it's beautiful to see it remaining, you know, the parts that are remaining, because again, it's a surprise. When you're in Paris, somehow you don't think always of this medieval area. And I think the Left Bank is the place where there's so much of it.
Exactly, yes. And then next to the Carrefour de l'Odéon, there is Passage, which is a narrow street. And it's La Cour du Commerce Saint-André, which is very rich of history about the revolution, the French Revolution. And it's like there is a nice and huge door, and it's like entering, getting inside a building, but it's a lane, a little passage. And in that place, you can find Le Procope, which is the oldest café, again, oldest café of Paris. And it has been created by a Sicilian named Procopio. And he used to make ice creams. It has been the place where revolutions used to meet. And then La Guillotine has been created in that place. Guillotine from Guillotin, the brothers, they imagine to create La Guillotine over there in that little street.
Really? After they had ice cream, they created the guillotine? I don't think I would have put those two together, but now I can't forget it.
And now you can find Un Dimanche à Paris, which is a restaurant, salon de thé, and a chocolate place. And let's talk about chocolate, because there is another place I like, which is De Beauvais Galais. It's located in Rue des Saint-Pères. It's a little further after the church. If you keep on walking on Boulevard Saint-Germain, then on the right, there is Rue des Saint-Pères, and you find De Beauvais Galais, which is a nice and huge, well, huge is French. I mean, not according to U.S. standards, but it's huge for us. That's a big
Well, I store. Actually have had chocolate there, and I know that Marie Antoinette had chocolate there, and she liked 99% chocolate, and you know can't get more chocolate than that. So if it's a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful flavor, but I would say 99% doesn't taste really good. I
mean, no, you have to have spirits. You have to drink it with some spirits, I think. But that's what she liked, supposedly. But Napoleon ate there and kings went there. It's wonderful.
And a friend of mine went there and she was allergic to chocolate. Can you imagine? As soon as she entered inside the shop, she got like an allergy. She was almost fainting because of the chocolate. Yes. What else? Mentioning that friend, because talking about Rue de Bussy, I didn't tell you that she was so fond of Rue de Bussy that her car was named Rue Bussy. You see the plaque.
She put it on her license plate.
Rue Bussy. It was so funny. Yes.
That's very cute. I know chocolate is delicious, but we have to go do some other things too with the chocolate. And then we go and look and some of the most beautiful churches, I think you mentioned before, with the two different towers. Inside, there's a painting by Delacroix, who lived in the area. I know they were going to tear down his house, and they kept it, which was very important. I'm so happy when they do that, and they appreciate it. A lot of movies were, you mentioned that the Da Vinci Code was done around there. There's a restaurant next to your hotel where once I spent a New Year's Eve, La Palidore. And right. I know that's where they filmed Midnight in Paris, the Woody Allen film. And you must have seen that going on when you were there.
Yes, I saw the actors. And yes, it was in 2010, yes. Years ago now. They changed even the laundromat in front of the hotel became a boutique. So they changed all the streets.
You mean they didn't want a laundromat in their movie?
No.
I can see why. So I know today they're filming, or they filmed Emily in Paris nearby in the Left Bank. Where was that filmed? It looked familiar. I saw many places that I recognize. Where was
lots of places? Yes, her apartment is next to the Pantheon. And so, yes, lots of places you can recognize. And even on the right bank, which is not the topic of today, but she went to the Opera House. I recognize as well. She was walking around and I think she went to the Lutetia. I'm not sure.
There will be a second season, so we'll get to see more of Paris. But I know much of it was at Café Flore. I was at Café Flore as well.
Flore.
Yeah. Many of the scenes I recognize. It's such a beautiful section of Paris. I think you've expressed beautifully why it's so special, but I have to ask in ending, since this is about memories, what one memory would you take with you if you had one to take of your Left Bank and your Latin Quarter area and Saint-Germain?
I would say having a glass of champagne at Les Deux Magots in front of the oldest church of Paris, looking around, seeing the Louis Vuitton boutique, and seeing all those people, famous or not, around you is the best you can have in Paris. I mean, the best experience in Paris. Don't forget the champagne. It's part of it.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
You're welcome.
Valerie. All of us would love to be there. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our award-winning podcast. We've recorded over 100 episodes of Places I Remember. So follow us on any podcast app. And new monthly episodes are also on YouTube, with gorgeous video. My book, Places I Remember, is available in print and Kindle, and I read the audio version. Follow my travel writing at Forbes.com. Contact me at the links in the show notes or on my website, placesiremember.leahlane.com, and keep making your own travel memories.